The Snow Queen, read by Stephen Mangan. A long time ago, in a land far away, a little boy and girl were best friends and did everything together. They were called Sebastian and Anna, and they lived in a large town that was so overcrowded, whole families had to live together in one-room apartments. Sebastian and Anna lived next door to each other, in the attic rooms at the very top of two tall townhouses. Each of their attic homes had a small window leading onto the roof. In window boxes attached to the two attic windows, both families grew herbs and beautiful red roses. The roses twisted into a flowery arch high above the rooftop. When their parents let them, Sebastian and Anna would climb out onto the roof and sit under the roses to read. Sometimes Anna's grandmother would join them and tell them folk tales. They would lie on the tiled roof, gazing up at the beautiful roses, and listen to her stories. She told them how there was once a mirror that had been enchanted, so everything beautiful was reflected back as ugly, and everything already ugly was magnified until it was 10 times worse. One day, the mirror broke into tiny pieces, each no bigger than a grain of sand. These pieces flew into people's eyes, and from that moment on, they could see no beauty in the world. Some of them even lodged in people's hearts, turning them to ice, so they could no longer feel love. One winter's night, high in the attic rooms, Sebastian and Anna were curled up by the fire, listening to Anna's grandmother telling them a folk tale about an ice maiden whose body and clothes were...